Liturgical Day, Sunday the 4th of Easter. The Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me, and I give them eternal life. They shall never perish, and no one will ever steal them from me. What the Father has given me is above everything else, and no one can snatch it from the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Our comment is by Father Giuseppe Casso from Coro d'Avall. Today, Jesus' gaze over manhood is that of the Good Shepherd, who accepts under his responsibility the sheep that are given to him by the Father and takes good care of each one of them. Between him and them, he creates a link, a recognition and faithfulness. Quote, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, they follow me," unquote. The Good Shepherd's voice is always an invitation to follow him, to enter his magnetic circle of influence. Christ has won our hearts not only through his examples and his doctrine, but also with the awful price he had to pay of his divine blood. He tremendously suffered for all of us, and therefore he does not want to lose any one of us. And yet, the evidence is clear. Some do follow the Good Shepherd's call, while others do not. Some react with anger at the announcement of the gospel, while others jump with joy at the news. What do the latter have the former do not? St. Augustine, before the vast mystery of the divine election, used to answer, "God does not leave you if you do not leave him. He will not forsake you if you do not forsake him. Do not, therefore, put the blame on God, or the church, or others, because you are the only one to blame for it. The problem of your faithfulness belongs only to you. God does not deny anyone his grace, and this is precisely our strength. Strongly stick to God's grace. It is no merit of ours. We have simply been blessed." Faith enters us through the ears, by listening to the word of our Lord, and the greater risk we run is our own deafness, to miss the Good Shepherd's voice, because our head is full of noise and other dissonant voices. Or even worse, what in St. Ignatius' spiritual exercises is named, quote, "to turn a deaf ear," unquote. To know God is calling you and pretend not to hear him. He who consciously and repeatedly closes his ears to God's call is no longer in tune with Jesus Christ and will also lose the joy of being a Christian. To go grazing in other pastures that neither satiate nor give eternal life. Nonetheless, he is the only one who could have said, "Follow me."